thousands of species, and finally themselves. Only machines survived.
Good evening, you're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7. We're actually transmitting on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and all that kind of stuff. And tonight we have some guests in the studio choosing some tracks for us. We have Andy and Rich from Resurrected in Leeds. Do you want to say hello, guys?
Evening.
Evening.
Good evening. So we've basically got you in to choose a load of tunes and tell us about the nights you promote, which I think is mainly Resurrected. I don't know if you're actually involved in anything else, but we'll get onto that in a bit. But we're basically going to just carry on with the tunes, to be honest. We've got a show full of stuff to play for you, but we're going to carry on with a track that you guys have chosen, which is, do you want to tell me what it is?
It's Controlled Hysteria by Trauma Pet.
Okay. I better actually remember to actually back intro the track we opened on. That was we started there with Frozen Plasma and Artificial. So yeah, right, we're going to carry on now with Trauma Pet. Thank you.
Get you now.
You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We had there Zombie Girl with We Are The Ones, the Rotting Corpse mix, and before that we had Trauma Pet with Controlled Hysteria. Actually, I think I just said the wrong frequency again, didn't I? I've got to explain to our listeners that we've just recently changed frequency, so it's actually BCB 106.6 FM. And we have the guys, Andy and Rich, from Resurrected In. So you chose those last two tracks, which is absolutely good stuff. But we're just going to let you mention Resurrected In and what's going on with it at the moment. So it's a... well, I'll let you take over. What do you want to explain what kind of night it is and things like that?
Well, I mean, it started out as to be just goth industrial, but we've kind of branched out into kind of 90s indie as well as kind of 80s indie and well, really anything we want to throw in there. So yeah, it's pretty good. We do all right. The venue isn't the best in the world, but I don't think there's any alternative night that could say it's got the best venue in the world.
Yeah, everyone has to start somewhere and struggle with things like venues and equipment and all that kind of stuff to get themselves sorted. And I haven't got down to Resurrected very often. It's in a cellar bar in Leeds at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's correct. Cellar bar in the George on Great George Street.
But I do remember it seemed to get quite packed in there. So you do seem to have a fair following. Is it continually like that? I've not been there in a few months.
Yeah, the capacity is only about 70 people, so on some nights it can get pretty rammed and pretty warm down there. But you know, this year it's been depending on what, you know, shows and various you know, the gigs and things have been going on. It's kind of been hit and miss. There's some weeks when it's, you know, nice and steady, other weeks it'd be busy, and some weeks it's not so.
Of course.
That's just the way of the world, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, we've had a few club promoters on this show, and quite often they find that, you know, you'll get VMV Nation playing in Sheffield and it'll just wipe out your attendance that
month. It's such a close-knit scene, so when, you know, like you say, Covenant, for instance, or VMV Nation.
KMFDM killed us last time.
Yeah, they killed us once as well, so...
Oh, was that when KMFDM played Bradford?
That's correct, right. Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't have as many people through the door that night.
So it's easily done, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, this kind of thing comes and goes. Okay, well, is there any more detail you want to go into about Resurrected, or shall we get on with the tunes?
Well, I mean, we are going through a small transition at the moment. So, currently with the George, but from September, the Subculture will be opening in Leeds, which, of course, is the Basement. It's going to be reopened by a small conglomerate, I suppose you could call it, of alternative people. They've each put a certain amount of their own money into running the place, and we're going to be moving there. Obviously, the Basement and the Fauna used to do the Sunday club thing. Really, what's happening is each Sunday of the month is going to be dedicated to a different night from around the area.
Right.
So we're going to be moving to a Sunday night there, and it's going to be like Sunday Club versus Resurrected. Other weeks there'll be other things on, so you'll just have to check the website. No doubt that'll be up and running shortly. So
are you going to be basically a once a month night still then?
No,
or is it going to be a bit more intermittent?
It's going to be more frequent. We're going to have the Sunday. Resurrected as it stands, as it lives and breathes, is moving to a Sunday.
Right.
And we'll continue in the same vein with the same quality of music. And we're going to take Resurrected that used to be and evolve it. And it's going to branch out into... Basically, we're going to expand us... take it where we want to take it. Probably slightly away from traditional goth and more into alternatives. Alternative music.
Oh, so there's a lot of things going on then. So is it probably just simply worth mentioning to your website URL to basically give people more information and keep an eye on it for
absolutely
news and updates. So
it's about to have a massive facelift. If anybody's been there recently, it's looking a bit dated. But in the next couple of days, week or so, visit www.resurrected.org.uk.
Cool. All right, well, I think it's time to get on with a few more tunes. Can you remember what we've got lined up next?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a controversial choice, because I know some people in this little dark corner of music, especially goth, kind of don't always think that certain European bands that are maybe a bit little more metal inclined think they should be included. But the next track's by The Gathering, and they're kind of the innovators of gothic metal. They did it first, like 93, way before anyone like the Kuna Coil.
Yeah.
So they kind of invented it and then changed it. So this is a bit more kind of, not as metal as such, it's a little bit more trip-hoppy as well. So
Okay, well, I like it when the style's a bit more indefinable, and we can get away with playing stuff on this show that, you know, you normally couldn't get away with sometimes on a club dance floor and things like that.
It's certainly not a dance floor track, definitely not.
Excellent. Right, well, let's get on with it.
We'll be right back.
Right, good evening. You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BTB 106.6 FM. We had there ESA with Fruits of Self-Loathing, and before that we had a band that I'm not actually sure I can pronounce, Noisuf X, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will email in if they can pronounce it better than us or want to correct us, with a track called Jezebel. And before that we had The Gathering with Saturnine, I believe that's pronounced as well. Very tricky bands to pronounce, our track names, and I'm sure people will correct us. We're just doing this to like let you hear the music, and you'll be able to find out the tracks and stuff like that on the website www.dacassimilation.org. After the show's aired, there'll be a set list up there, so if you can't understand what we're saying, you'll be able to read it from there. Right, as always, I'm going to try and run down the local events in the local area, the club nights and gigs and that kind of thing. Coming up on Saturday the 19th of August, we have Black Veil at the Upstairs Room on the Vine and the Headrow, kind of dat wave, death rock, electro, gothic rock, that kind of stuff. It runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. £2.50 on the door. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And also on Saturday the 19th, we have the Wendy House at Leeds University, which is actually this month is a bit of an odd one because the main room is being renovated, so it's all been moved around a little bit. We have the Mutate Room, which is our dance, industrial, electro stuff, and that's moved into the new bar upstairs where the I'm not sure it's worth even trying to explain where it is, but if you've ever been to the venue, you'll know where the top room is. And the main room, the kind of goth alternative 80s cheese kind of tracks that get played, are moving into the mine for a month whilst the main room's being renovated. And it's worth noting that the venue is going to be severely under capacity from what it normally got. It's going to be short, mainly because the main room's shut, so it's very worthwhile, if you're planning on going, to avoid disappointment, try and get a ticket in advance. I believe they're available from Jumbo and Crash in Leeds. More information about that will be available at www.thewendyhouse.org. I believe this kind of reduced capacity is only for 1 month only. It's whilst the room's being renovated, so it will be back to a bit more of a normal state the following month, but we'll obviously tell you that more details on that nearer the time. The price of that, £5 on the door. It's probably worth mentioning as well that it's a launch party there, isn't it, guys?
It is. It's ESA's new album.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Yeah, so he's launching it on Saturday night from Mutate, so... So
quite fitting. I believe there's some giveaways and stuff.
He's got CDs and T-shirts. I'm not entirely sure yet how on earth he's going to give them out. Because Mutate, normally, it's one constant stream of music and no break, so...
Yeah, I believe there's been giveaways before, and I've never actually spotted how they've happened, but no. I'm sure there'll be more explanation on the night or on www.wendyhouse.org, as always. And, of course, yeah, we played ESA just now, so it's... it'll be that kind of stuff. Is that a track off his new album, do you know?
No, that's that one of his older ones? The first EP that he produced when he signed to Force of Nature Records. So I have got earlier stuff, but I thought I'd go with something more recent.
Cool. And the only other thing really worth mentioning is we have Rhombus playing live in Wakefield at the Bedroom. Now, unfortunately, there's very few details about this gig, so I don't know who else is playing. I believe there's two of the bands, but they're to be confirmed. And the cost of the gig is, again, to be confirmed. But hopefully more information will arrive at www.rhombus-rock.com, apparently. I think possibly it's quite quiet at the moment, mainly because we have Infest coming up at the end of the month. And obviously, if you've been listening to this show at all, you'll know we really do enjoy a lot of the bands that get played at Infest. So check out the lineup at www.infestuk.com, and you'll find lots of information about the bands there. We might try and squeeze a couple more of those kind of bands in later in the show, depending on time. We do appear to be running short on time, as always. I feel like I'm just nattering and you guys are looking a little kind of bored over there.
Not true
at all, no.
Right. Shall we actually continue with the tunes? We've got something else lined up, and I've actually been nattering so long I've completely forgotten what it was, so you'll have to remind me.
Warren Suicide and his version of Black Planet.
Okay, here goes.
Down. deep into a deep labor. We'll be right back.
Have been listening to Daxolation on BCB 106.6 FM. To be honest, we've had the guys from Resurrected in, we've had Andy and Rich in, choosing, to be honest, pretty much all of the tracks tonight. I don't think I've managed to crowbar one of my choices in there personally. I think, well, actually we did. I did start on Frozen Plasma, but pretty much the show's been taken over by these guys. With their own choices of tunes and keeping it interesting and different, I think. So it's been lovely having you guys in.
Thank you very much.
Right, we pretty much better run down the last three tracks we played, actually, there. The last track was Timo Mass, was it?
That's right.
What was the track title?
To Get Down.
To Get Down. Before that, we had Reaper, who... I'm going to fail to pronounce this track name. Totengraber, is that correct?
It's Totengraber.
Totengraber.
It's the club edit as well, yeah.
Fantastic. And they're playing Infest, I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
So any of the fans listening who are heading themselves to Infest at the end of the month, you'll be able to hear more of that kind of stuff. And before that, we had Warren Suicide with Black Planet. And as always, we've basically got ourselves cut short on time. We just try and plough in as much music as we can, because we know that's what the show's about. We love the music and we love getting you guys to hear it. So we're going to end on another band who are playing Infest. This is the band that are actually opening Infest, and I'd recommend everyone who actually likes this tune in the slightest to get to Infest as early on, and don't miss the first band. They are Schmoof. They are a fantastic kind of electro-pop band, but you'll hear that. And this is the Fake ID mix of their track Chocolate Boyfriend. So we'll be back in a fortnight. We're playing more of the same, and we hope you have a good time. So cheers from the guys here, and thanks for turning up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, right, good night.
about my dilemma. I have a big decision to make. Though I love my boyfriend dearly, I adore chocolate cake. Boyfriend. Chocolate. Boyfriend. Chocolate. My boyfriend loves beer and footy tonight. I'm left all alone. Here I am, his bit of totty, ordering chocolate on the telephone.
Which service do you...